thank you all for joining us, and special thanks to Harvard for your wonderful hospitality through this. The title of today's presentation, as you can see on your screen, is Can You Stand Out in the Talent Glut? And I'll give you the short answer. It's yes, but you have to stop job hunting in order to do it. And I'll try to explain what that means. I recently was working with an individual who had been job hunting for quite a long time. And in order to prove to you in sort of a short version that these methods work, I want to read you little bits of a couple of emails that he sent me. One was back in April of this year, after I'd spent some time with him discussing the methods that I'm going to talk to you about today. And what he said to me was, you told me to stop looking for a job and to start looking to make friendships within the professional community by simply talking shop with them and asking for their insights. Now, 6 months later, which might seem a long time, or maybe it doesn't if you've been looking for a job for a while, he wrote back and he said, I got the job. Finally, I'm going to be moving to the city I'm going to be working in. I still don't believe what I was able to accomplish. I got a job in my target industry, in my target city, in my target role. And all of that, despite the fact that I was moving to a city where I didn't know anyone, had little experience in that industry, and was unemployed for 10 months. I would never have found this job or any job by following the traditional methods out there. In this economy, I found that submitting my resume yielded zero results in a year's worth of trying. And the only way I had any success was networking my way to the hiring manager and talking shop to that individual. So, what does all this mean, and what's really going on out there? I want to toss at you another quote from the late George Carlin. And this relates, in my mind, to job boards and the millions of jobs that we're told are all posted out there. Carlin said, suppose you could have everything in the world. Where would you put it? Good question. Well, we have every single job posting, every single job, every single resume is all posted out there in the ether on monsterhotjobscareerladders.com. And it's available to literally anyone and everyone. And yet, HR, human resources in companies around the country, around the world, complains today that we're facing a talent shortage. And yet, we're arguably in the greatest talent glut, I think, that we've ever seen in history. So, why is this the case? Why is it so tough to stand out when there's so many top-level unemployed folks out there or people trying to make a change, when we have the level of access that we actually have? Well, what I suggest is that this is happening because our employment system is broken, and it has been for a long time. What we've been doing in America, around the world, is we have been dumbing down the way we search for people, the way we search for jobs. People are no longer as important as keywords are. Good judgment on the part of job hunters like you, or on the part of employers, is pretty much out the window, and now we're stuck with multiple choice hiring. What we're essentially doing is hiring who comes along. We're facing this reductionist approach to selecting talent and to helping people stand out or standing out ourselves. Somewhere in the world today, there's a chairman of the board of some company is standing at a podium, pounding his fist on the table, shouting out to the shareholders out there, people are our most important asset. And then we cut to the HR department, where some personnel jockey is shoving resume after resume after resume through a keyword processing machine, like so many soup cans at the supermarket checkout, because people are our most important asset. Because why is HR crying we have a talent shortage? The simplest model that we should be following today is the cobbler model. 200 years ago, if you were a cobbler working in Philadelphia, and you knew you were going to move to Boston, you had no email, you had no job boards, you had no resumes, you had no quick and easy access to all the positions out there. So what you did is you got on your horse, or maybe you walked to Boston, you went to Cobbler's Row, you knocked on a few doors, and when you were invited in, you said to the cobbler running the shop, hey, let me come over to your bench here and show you how I can make a shoe. That's how you got a job. This is what we need to get back to if we want to stand out in today's market. And what that means to me is, just stop job hunting. And I'll try to explain to you why and how. We talk about companies recruiting. Well, I contend for the most part they're pretending. It's a recruiting fallacy. Companies are not really recruiting. There's a world of experience to be had out there. A world of experiences to share with people we might bring into our companies. And yet we have personnel folks sitting on their backsides in front of PCs slicing databases. What they're basically doing is recruiting who and what comes along. Rather than picking who they want, rather than ranging freely out in the world to seek out who they really want to hire, they're making forced choices, people who come along through the database. At the same time, the talent out there is actually insulated from the bosses. It's insulated from the managers who need their help. When you step back and you ask yourself, as a C-level executive, do you let your legal department filter your deals before you pick the deals you might want to do? When you have a top-level sale that you're trying to close with a major prospective client, do you send a shipping clerk out to close the deal? Or do you send out your top-level salesperson? Maybe you go out yourself. So why does a company send a personnel clerk out to interview and recruit a C-level executive like you? It just doesn't work. This is why I think the employment system is failing you and it fails everyone out there. Companies are out there chasing resumes because they have access to them. They're in the database. They're out there in the ether. They're all available. Executives, any job hunters really, are out there chasing job postings. So what's really going on? Well, like anything else, a lot of you folks are financial. Think about the money. Follow the money. Where's the money going? What does this tell us about the business model that represents job hunting and hiring around the world? Last year, $1.3 billion was sucked out of the employment system by MonsterCom alone. And I don't mean to pick just on Monster. There are a lot of big job boards out there. But $1.3 billion was spent on MonsterCom services. A buddy of mine, who happens to be a vice president of HR at a Fortune 50 company here in the United States, was in touch with me. Last time we talked, he cried to me that his executives are constantly wined and dined by executives of the big job boards. And he says, consequently, we spend virtually every dime we have on recruiting on the job boards. And he said, I can't get a few bucks to go out and meet with, recruit, seduce, cajole good people. I can't get enough money to go out to a restaurant and take them out to dinner. There's no budget for real recruiting going on. So what are we really doing here? If you want to figure it out, you've got to parse the business model. You've got to ask yourself, this world of job postings, what is really going on? What are these businesses really doing? Well, I can tell you they're not matching people to jobs. And I'll give you some statistics in a minute.